Chapter 15. Navigating Faith Through Crisis. Finding Strength in Times of Adversity. You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, it may be necessary to encounter the defeats, so you can know who you are, what you can rise from, how you can still come out of it. Maya Angelou. Crises, whether personal or global, test the resilience of our faith. In moments of great adversity, be it illness, financial hardship, loss, or national disasters, it is easy to feel overwhelmed and question where God is in the midst of the chaos. Yet throughout history, faith has been a beacon of hope, guiding believers through the darkest of times. The Bible provides countless examples of individuals who faced crises with unshakable faith, trusting in God's sovereignty and love. All the adversity I've had in my life, all my troubles and obstacles, have strengthened me. You may not realize it when it happens, but a kick in the teeth may be the best thing in the world for you. Walt Disney. This chapter will explore how faith acts as an anchor during turbulent times, offering practical insights on how to strengthen and sustain faith when the storms of life threaten to shake it. By reflecting on biblical examples, historical events, and modern-day crises, we will examine how faith provides not only comfort but also direction, helping us to navigate through uncertainty and emerge stronger on the other side. Faith is an anchor in crisis. Faith serves as an anchor, grounding us when life feels unstable and unpredictable. Hebrews 11 verse 1 defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In times of crisis, faith allows us to hold on to hope, even when circumstances seem dire. It is a reminder that our trust is not in our ability to control the situation, but in God's unchanging character and His promises. Isaiah 43 verse 2 offers a comforting promise for believers in times of adversity. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. This verse reassures us that, although crises will come, God's presence will carry us through. Faith, therefore, is not about avoiding hardship, but about trusting that God is with us in the midst of it. Biblical examples of faith in crisis. The Bible provides numerous stories of individuals whose faith sustained them through great challenges. These examples remind us that crises are a natural part of life, but with faith, we can persevere and witness God's faithfulness. 1. Job's faith in suffering. Job 1-42. The story of Job is one of the most profound examples of faith in crisis. Job lost everything, his health, wealth, and family, yet he refused to curse God. Although he struggled with doubt and despair, Job's faith ultimately held firm. In the end, God restored him, and Job's story stands as a testament to the resilience of faith in the face of unimaginable suffering. 2. David's faith in the wilderness. 1 Samuel 24 before becoming king. David spent years fleeing from King Saul, who sought to kill him. During this time, David faced numerous crises, living in caves and constantly in fear for his life. Yet, his faith in God's promise that he would one day be king never wavered. David's faith gave him the strength to endure and the patience to wait for God's timing. 3. Paul's faith in persecution. 2 Corinthians 11 verses 23-28. The Apostle Paul endured beatings, imprisonment, shipwrecks, and constant persecution for his faith. Despite these crises, Paul's faith in Christ remained unshakable. He wrote in Romans 8 verses 38-39, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul's faith allowed him to remain focused on his mission, even in the face of extreme adversity. Case Study 1. The Church in Times of Global Crisis. Throughout history, the global church has been a source of strength during times of crisis. During the Black Plague in the 14th century, while fear and death ravaged Europe, many Christians chose to serve the sick and dying at great personal risk. Their faith compelled them to act in love and compassion, even when their own lives were in danger. The church became a beacon of hope in the midst of the plague, providing not only physical care, but also spiritual comfort to those in despair. In more recent times, the COVID-19 pandemic tested the faith of individuals and churches around the world. Many people faced fear, uncertainty, and loss, yet the global church found ways to adapt and continue its mission. Virtual services, community outreach, and increased prayer gatherings demonstrated how faith communities could still offer support and hope during a global crisis. These responses highlighted the role of faith in bringing people together, even when physical gatherings were impossible. Faith through personal crisis, overcoming fear and doubt. In personal crises, faith can be the difference between despair and hope. Whether facing a terminal illness, the loss of a loved one, or financial ruin, faith provides a framework through which we can process these difficult experiences. While fear and doubt are natural human responses to crises, faith helps us reframe our perspective, reminding us that God is in control, even when life feels out of control. Matthew 14 verses 29 to 31 tells the story of Peter walking on water. When Peter stepped out of the boat in faith, he was able to walk toward Jesus. But as soon as he allowed fear to take over and focused on the storm around him, he began to sink. Jesus reached out and saved Peter, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" This story illustrates the importance of keeping our focus on Christ during times of crisis. Faith does not eliminate the storm, but it allows us to walk through it without being overwhelmed by fear. Case Study 2. Faith in Crisis, the story of Corrie ten Boom. Corrie ten Boom, a Dutch Christian who helped hide the Jews during the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands, experienced unimaginable crises during World War II. After being betrayed and sent to a concentration camp, Corrie and her sister Betsy faced extreme sufferings. Yet, even in the darkest moments, Corrie's faith remained her anchor. Betsy famously said, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still." This faith sustained Corrie through her time in the camp and beyond, and she became a global advocate for forgiveness and faith in the aftermath of the war. Practical strategies for strengthening faith during crisis. 1. Immerse yourself in prayer. In times of crisis, prayer is a lifeline. It allows us to stay connected to God, seeking His guidance and comfort. Regular prayer, both individually and with others, can strengthen our faith and provide peace amidst chaos. 2. Stay rooted in Scripture. The Bible is filled with promises that can encourage and sustain us during difficult times. Psalm 46 verse 1 reminds us that God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. It therefore behooves believers to focus on meditating on Scriptures that affirm God's faithfulness to help maintain hope. 3. Seek support from a faith community. One of the greatest blessings of the Christian faith is the support of a community. In times of crisis, it is essential to lean on fellow believers for prayer, encouragement, and practical help. The church is meant to bear one another's burdens, Galatians 6 verse 2, and faith communities can be a source of strength when individual faith feels weak. 4. Focus on God's faithfulness. Remembering past instances where God has been faithful can help sustain our faith during current crises. Keeping a journal of answered prayers or reflecting on times when God brought you through difficult situations can provide reassurance that He will do so again. 5. Embrace worship in difficult times. Worship, even when we are hurting, is a powerful act of faith. It shifts our focus from the crisis to the greatness of God, reminding us that He is bigger than any problem we face. Worship has the ability to uplift our spirits and renew our trust in God's provision and protection. Bible verses for faith in crisis. Isaiah 41 verse 10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Psalm 23 verse 4. "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Romans 8 verse 28. "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Discussion questions. 1. How has faith helped you navigate through a personal crisis in your life? 2. What are some specific scriptures or prayers that you turn to when facing adversity? 3. How can the church better support individuals and communities during times of crisis? Further reading. 1. The Hiding Place by Corrie ten Boom. This autobiography recounts Corrie's experiences during World War II and her unwavering faith through personal and national crises. 2. Walking with God Through Pain and Suffering by Timothy Keller. A thoughtful exploration of how to maintain faith in the midst of suffering and hardship. 3. Streams in the Desert by L.B. Cowman. A classic devotional offering encouragement and comfort through daily reflections and scriptures. Conclusion. Faith is an indispensable source of strength during life's greatest trials. It acts as a firm foundation when everything else seems uncertain or chaotic. In moments of crisis, whether personal or global, faith reminds us of a deeper truth, that God is sovereign, present, and actively working in our lives, even when we cannot immediately see the outcome. Faith is not simply about believing that everything will be easy. It is about trusting that God's plan is perfect and that He will sustain us through every challenge. As we reflect on the stories of Job, David, and Paul, we see that crises are a natural part of the human experience. Yet, for each of these figures, it was their faith in God that allowed them to navigate through times of deep hardship and emerge stronger. Job's endurance, David's patience, and Paul's unwavering mission all point to the fact that faith is not passive. It is active, requiring perseverance, trust, and surrender. In the same way, our faith must be exercised during crises, not as a last resort, but as the very foundation upon which we stand. Moreover, faith during crisis is not only about survival, it is about transformation. Often, the most profound growth in our spiritual lives happens when we are tested. In the furnace of crisis, our faith is refined, our dependence on God deepens, and our perspective shifts from the immediate to the eternal. It is during these times that we learn to let go of our need for control and instead place our full trust in God's timing and His wisdom. As James 1 verses 2-4 reminds us, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Faith does not deny the reality of suffering or difficulty. Rather, it empowers us to face those challenges with the assurance that God is with us, guiding us through the darkest valleys. In moments when we feel abandoned, when the storm is too strong, or when the weight of the crisis seems unbearable, faith anchors us to the truth of God's unfailing love and presence. The image of Peter walking on water toward Jesus is a powerful metaphor for faith in times of crisis. Our ability to keep moving forward depends on keeping our eyes fixed on Christ, not on the raging storm around us. It is important to remember that faith is not only for individual endurance, it is also a source of collective strength. Throughout history, the global church has demonstrated that faith, when lived out in community, can be a powerful force for hope, healing, and resilience. During the Black Plague, the World Wars, and more recently, the COVID-19 pandemic, the church has been a beacon of light in the midst of darkness. Faith communities have a unique ability to provide support, encouragement, and practical assistance during crises, reminding us that we do not walk through hardship alone. The process of navigating faith through crisis also brings us to a deeper understanding of God's character. We come to know Him as our protector, provider, and sustainer. Crises push us to engage with God more intimately through prayer, worship, and scripture, allowing us to experience His peace that transcends understanding. Faith in crisis helps us redefine what true security looks like, no longer dependent on earthly stability, but rooted firmly in the promises of God. In times of personal crisis, such as illness, financial struggle, or the loss of a loved one, faith gives us a way to process our pain through the lens of hope. It enables us to grieve with the assurance that God is near the brokenhearted and that He brings beauty from ashes. Through prayer, we are invited to pour out our hearts to God, to express our fears, doubts, and pain, knowing that He hears us and will provide comfort and strength. When global or societal crises strike, natural disasters, pandemics, political turmoil, faith empowers us to take meaningful action. Instead of succumbing to fear or hopelessness, we are called to rise above the chaos and reflect the love, compassion, and justice of Christ. Faith in these times not only sustains us personally, but inspires us to be agents of change, helping others navigate their own crises with grace and courage. Furthermore, crises provide an opportunity for witness. When the world is in turmoil and people are searching for answers, our faith in action becomes a powerful testimony. The way we respond to hardship, with hope, resilience, and unwavering trust in God, can draw others to the source of our strength. This is why faith during a crisis is not just about enduring the storm, but about reflecting Christ's peace and assurance to a world in need of hope. Finally, we must understand that faith is a journey, and crises are a part of that journey. As Christians, we are not promised a life free of hardship, but we are promised God's presence through every storm. As we walk through crises, our faith deepens, our perspective broadens, and we become more attuned to God's voice and His will. We learn to rely on Him more fully and to trust in His provisions, even when the outcome is uncertain. In conclusion, faith during times of crisis is both a lifeline and a refining fire. It sustains us, guides us, and draws us closer to the heart of God. Whether facing personal challenges or global upheaval, our faith in Christ enables us to endure, to grow, and to be a source of hope for others. As we continue to navigate the crises of life, may we hold fast to the truth that God is with us, that He is faithful, and that through every trial, He is shaping us for His glory and our good.